Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I've got a catchy title for you today, and I think a valuable message to bring you. Title of my teaching audio today is Hooks and Heart. Let's talk about this. You know, we're on the gospel road. We rolled into Tennessee, and I was pulled into a parking lot, checking out our camp spot for the night, and I saw a man working, pushing carts. Couldn't believe my eyes. The man was working hard. He had no arms from the elbow down. All he had was hooks for hands. And he was working hard, doing a good job. And I walked up to him and I said, "You're working hard today." We struck up a conversation. And he got the gospel. He thanked me for it, gave him a gospel card. I was able to bless him with something, and it was amazing to me to see this man with no arms working harder, as hard as anyone else, when so often I see people out in the culture, in the streets, beggars, homeless people, teenagers, grown men that are lazy and don't want to work. You know, I watched him tuck the gospel card with his little hook into his pocket. Took him about 2 minutes, and he got it. It was amazing to watch, so rare. And I asked him about his accident. It was a factory accident. And I said, "Wow, you work hard." And he looked at me, and he said, "Man, I want to work hard." He said, "I got daughters to support." And I thought, wow, how rare, how special. This man had a good heart for working hard. Made me think about spiritual heart. You know, he really inspired me, made me think about spiritual heart. And I want to read to you about the heart. Psalms, where's a better place to go than Psalms? Psalm 15:2, "He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart." You know, the Bible talks all about the heart, not the physical pumping heart. It's the condition of man, his thoughts, his intents, his desires, his wants. Psalm 19:14, "Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Isn't that beautiful? Talking about the condition of the heart. When it comes to man, we know man has a fallen nature because of the fall, but what's the condition of the heart? And can God do something about that? Psalm 27:14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's beautiful, isn't it? Waiting on the Lord, strengthening our hearts. Psalm 32:11, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in the heart." Hey, I like how it phrases that, upright in the heart. That's what I want to be for the Lord, upright in my heart. That man with the hooks was upright for his labor, for his family. I want to be upright for the Lord. Psalm 58:2, "Yea, in the heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth." Here it's talking about wicked hearts. We see that all over the world, don't we? Sin resides there in a man's heart, and then he does wicked things. That's not a heart for the Lord. God gave us a conscience to know better. Psalm 62:8, "Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Selah. I like that. God's our refuge. He's our rock. He's our strength. He's our fortress. If our heart is set on him and right for him. How about Proverbs talking about the spiritual heart? Proverbs 14:30. "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones." Comparing there, talking about a good sound heart, that would be the physical heart, and how a bad heart of envy will rot your bones. Proverbs 15:14, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." There you go. If you have a heart for God, you want understanding, you want truth. I always tell people all the time that tell me they're born of Christ, "Are you striving for all truth?" And they say, "Well, maybe, not all of it." Then they don't have a full heart for God. It's like being married and not being fully faithful to your partner. You really have a heart for them? No, you don't. You're just fooling yourself in your heart. How about Proverbs 19:3? The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wow, that's a terrible thing. Your heart fretting against the Lord. You know, the Christian life, as we read these scriptures, is all about a heart issue. I was lost without Christ. I had a desperately wicked heart. But you know what? Via the gospel and what he did for me, I was found. God gave me a new heart and a new mind, along with my wife, Sister Debbie. And we serve him today in joyfulness. We want to be hard at work for the Lord in holiness and obedience. That shows our heart for God. You see, faith in Christ is not a surface thing. It's a deep heart issue. And we want to be hard at work for the Lord, just like that man was hard at work for his family. 2 Peter 1:19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto we do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. I like that. Is God rising in your heart today? Or is he fading away, or has he never been there? Something to ponder, isn't it? Are you rooted and established in Christ via the gospel, his shed blood and resurrection, your repentance to come to him, new life, holiness and obedience? Hey, that's where your heart is. If you love God, his holiness and obedience is what you desire. And then you want to endure in the Lord through that. How about James 5:8? Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I like that. Establish your heart. Is that your labor today? What are you laboring to establish? A business? That's okay. You got to support yourself. But is that your soul labor? Popularity, fame, wealth, riches, pride, vanity, your physical appearance, your passions, hunting, fishing, the culture, politics. What are you striving to establish in your heart today? That's a good test for us all. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see that? You can't hide from the things from God. You can't hide things in your heart. God sees, God knows. You won't fool him on Judgment Day. You can fool everybody else. I've had men fool me, walking the walk, but it was all surface level on the outside. Are you establishing your heart? Are you letting the Word of God cut you quickly? It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. How's that molding you to become more like Christ? It all comes down to it, folks. The fruit that we're in Christ is what's in our heart, and what flows out of our heart is what directs and guides our life. Are you worldly? Then you don't have a heart for God. Are you angry, prideful, lustful? Now, I understand we all have a flesh and we fight it at times. Sometimes we come in and out of those things. I'm not talking about walking in total perfection. I'm talking about if God took inventory of your heart, your thoughts, your deeds, your actions, your desires, does it 95% weigh on falling on him? And then you have those times when you stumble in your flesh, you sin, you get angry, you lust, you covet, and then you repent if you're really born of God. So would God find you 95% faithful to him, or would it be the other way around? Would it be 95% of the time I'm of the world and my flesh, and I go to church on Sunday, it's 5% of the time. It's not going to do well. Remember what Jesus said in Revelation, lukewarm is not good. I don't want you to be found there. So these things about the heart are good to ponder. Colossians 3:22-23. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. I like that. Do it heartily unto the Lord. That means with all your strength, all your might. And speaking of that, the two great commands. What did Jesus say in Luke 10? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbors yourself. You see, even the two great commands have to do with your heart. And you know what, folks? You can't do this on your own. You must cry out to God for mercy and forgiveness. You must seek him through repentance and his shed blood, and then he'll give you a new heart and a new mind. And then you can serve God. He needs to create in you, as David said, the psalmist, a new heart. Has that happened to you? That's what we travel and preach and remind people about. Without it, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. Hey, I want to be like that man with the hooks, and he had a heart for his labor. I want to be laboring for my Lord. I'm a flawed man in many ways, like that man with no arms. But you know what? I rejoice because by his Spirit, his truth, which is his word, I want to be found working hard for my Lord and Savior as we see the day of his return approaching or my demise from this earth. I want to be laboring hard in my heart. Let that outpour into my life. You know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. There's another test for us. What do you talk about all day? Is it the things of God? Holiness, righteousness, obedience? Or is it of the world? Check yourself, will you? Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching articles. We're out here pouring out truth in this dark, wicked world, reminding people only the pure of heart are going to make it into the kingdom, and you're only made pure by the gospel and what Christ has done, cleansing and washing yourself in the blood of the Lamb, and then by your will, striving in it, because he loved us, and he's coming back. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, I hope you've enjoyed and have been encouraged by this audio called Hooks and Heart. I hope you have a heart for the things of God today. Read his word. Ask him for faith, understanding, strength. He's a good father. He will answer. Till next time, may God be praised.